Today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we have voicemails again today. So, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to have a listen to some voicemails. I'm in a weird position because the monitor that I normally use for my computer has decided that it doesn't want to work for my personal computer. And there's a reason. I mean, it works, but with my current setup, it's not working. And it just decided it didn't want to work anymore. And so I've got to figure out a new setup. And but during the week now, I'm using a monitor to the side, and it's not situated conveniently to my mic and my recording and all that. So it's weird. I'm having to like stretch my arms a weird way. But we're gonna listen to some voicemails. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay, that's really quiet. Wait a minute. It's really quiet. Why is it? Oh. Well, I don't want to stop. So you guys are just going to listen to me reconnect the audio cable. Okay. Ugh. Let's see if I start this over, if it works. There we go.
Hello, lovey.
Hello, fatty.
I just wanted to call. I guess you'll probably, based on your recent history, you'll be playing this around Easter.
No.
I think you've given up voice letters for Lent. But anyway, I have a question for you. So play the bumper.
No bumper. That's your show.
Okay. I didn't hear anything, but that doesn't mean that you didn't add it in post, as they say. But my question is, when you're going to play your trumpet, you say you're going to church, I don't understand that, because you don't stay for the religious part. You just walk into the building called church, and that's like saying you were performing with the Arkansas Symphony and say, well, I'm going to Civic Center rather than I'm going to orchestra. So you're not really going to church, you're going to orchestra, and I'm confused, dazed and confused. And anyway, always lovely to hear about your shifting hair system. And thank you for calling. And bye-bye now. Okay, Big Fatty, how do you hang it up? I don't know. Let's just see. How do you hang it up?
Thank you for the call, Fatty.
Good evening, Adam.
Shit.
We're big fans. We love listening.
Why does this stupid music player on the Mac play the next thing without giving me a choice? Oh, my God. Drives me crazy. Well, thanks for the call, Fatty. Yeah. So to answer your question, that is such a so-so question. If only I had a contest, so-so questions, then I could, play that bumper probably. But so the answer to your question is, well, you're right. I find the messages or the sermon part, especially in a Baptist church, to be not friendly to, you know, and it's not like every Sunday they're talking about the homos or anything like that, but I just find that they're not friendly to people like me. And so I don't want to sit there and listen to the sermon. I just don't. I do consider myself a Christian. I do believe in God, but I don't want to listen to the sermon. And so I go in and I play for the music, and then I do leave during the sermon, and then I come back, and, you know, et cetera. But it is at a church. And, you know, I mean, this is getting way too into the religious part of it, but the music part of the service is actually church. I mean, I don't want to go too far in the weeds, but people consider, you know, the music to be what they call worship, where you are, you know, singing to the Lord, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I don't want to go too, and I don't want to lose a bunch of listeners here, but that is considered to be a very valuable part of the service and something that we're supposed to do as Christians. So, yeah, I mean, I'm missing the sermon, but I'm not missing the music, which is it's, you know, half the service. Maybe not half, maybe a third. Our preacher preaches really long. But yeah, but you know, and when I go, even when I go for rehearsals, our music director prays before and after the service. Sometimes he will read scriptures, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, I still feel like it qualifies as church, but I could call it orchestra if it makes people happy. I've just always considered it to be going to church. But yeah, thank you for your call. And I have another message that I'm not sure where it was, whether it was supposed to be for Geeky Gay or Mix Minus, but because it was sent to me alone and not the Mix Minus email address or Daniel, I'm going to assume it's for me. So I'm going to go ahead and play it, but I don't really know. So we'll see.
M1 Ultra takes Apple Silicon further than ever. It's another game-changing chip for our pro users. Now, one of the things
stupid
that makes
Apple
so unique is how tightly it integrates with the operating system.
I just bought a new M1 Pro MacBook Pro laptop just a few months ago, and now I've got to chuck it in the bin and get this.
You know, you're always talking about how poor you are, and yet you're buying all this stuff. You bought a new car a couple of months ago. You bought a computer. You bought all of these things. You live in a house. By the way, everyone, I think this is Scotty, although I think he'll tell us at the end. So I don't know. How are you so poor and you buy everything, Scotty? Or maybe that's why you're poor, because you buy all this stuff. I don't know.
M1 Ultra chip to do things faster and better. So annoying. I've got to email, I've got to surf the web, I've got to use messages, I've got to use Citrix for work, I've got to do so many things at once, and I just, looks like I just need to do it faster. I need a faster chip. Oh boy, looks like my credit card's going to go through the roof. Okay, well, this is Scotty signing out and getting out his Amex card.
What? 128 gigs of RAM?
There is no delay. It's just a toggling, like a light switch.
You don't actually have that time to stir your coffee because the file just opens and you're like, oh, okay, let's get to work.
What was that he was listening to? Is that some, who are these women? They're like, oh my God, you don't even have time to drink your coffee. The file opens so quickly. Is he watching HGTV? Not HGTV, Home Shopping Network or something like that? I don't know. Thank you for the call, Scott. Look, I don't know. Scotty, you need to let me know who these voicemails are for when you call in, or put them in the email that you send or something, because I know occasionally sometimes it's for Mix Minus, but there you go. So now I know how you afford it. You just put it on your credit card, you guys. Speaking of credit cards, I had to pay. Well, I went ahead and paid for the rest of the cruise. The cruise of a lifetime with Mark. Not the one with Daniel to Alaska, but the one to Europe. And I think the technical due date is April 3rd or maybe April 8th. I'm not sure, but I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and pay the whole thing. And it's not, you know, it's not as expensive as Auntie Scott's cruises. Let's get that straight. But it's a chunk of money. And anytime something is a chunk of money like that, I'm always hesitant. Like, ugh. Because I don't like to see the numbers in my bank account go down that far. And all at one time. And so I had been waiting. I only paid the deposit when Mark and I, the weekend that we decided which cruise we were going to do, and we planned, you know, we made a decision about a month ago or however long ago that was. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to put the down payment down in case anything changes and I can make payments or whatever. Because I know that's how people normally do it. They'll make payments on their cruise, but anyway, so I did it, and so much. It was half of my limit, my credit limit on my credit card. So I'm waiting for it to post so I can go make a payment on my credit card so I'm not so close to my limit. But it's because I'm just going to pay it all off. But I mean, I do. I pay my credit card off every paycheck. So that's not a problem, but I don't usually use that much of the credit all at one time. So there you go. Well, I hope you enjoy your new Mac, Scotty, if you're really getting one. And I did make a decision for some technology that I'm going to be purchasing. Actually, I already purchased it, and it has not come in the mail yet. But we'll talk about that probably on Mix Minus, because again, I've got to save some stuff to talk about on Mix Minus. And maybe I'll have a little review if it comes in. I don't know. We'll see. So I know we were talking about the weekend. I honestly don't remember where we stopped, but Mark and I went to my haircut. I talked about that. I know. We came back. We went to this party. There was some really good spaghetti at this party. And I asked the guy for the recipe, and it was a Jeffrey Zakarian recipe on Food Network. And so I've got a new recipe that I want to try, although it is complicated. It has dried porcini mushrooms, the rind of a Parmesan cheese wedge, the rind of Pecorino Romano wedge, pork and ground flank steak, which means you need a grinder to grind your own flank steak unless you go to the butcher and ask them to do it. It's got red wine. It's very complicated. But I'm going to try it. I don't know when, but I'm going to try it because it was so good. Anyway, we did that. I didn't get anything else covered. Oh, you know what? I ran... For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.